Convincing Central Illinois farmers to invest in hemp processing facilities for fiber isn't going to be easy. First, farmers need to be able to produce a consistent hemp supply.
It's kind of the chicken and the egg, and we laid the egg, and now we're waiting for the chicken to grow up, I guess.
That's Woodford County farmer Rebecca Dwyer. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Tuesday, March 16th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Tri-County local governments will receive $140 million in aid from the American Rescue Plan signed into law by the president last week. Tim Shelley breaks down how some of that money may be used.
In Peoria, City Manager Patrick Urich says the city's $46 million share will allow them to avoid borrowing the $10 million they were going to use to balance the 2021 budget.
This will allow us to avoid having to borrow, and then, you know, the obvious cost of repaying that back over the next 20 years is avoided.
The city could also use the money to end the furloughs of non-union employees and discuss potentially bringing a fire engine back online with grant money. Those discussions are expected to take place in May.
It's a needed shot in the arm for all of us. Hopefully we'll be able to have a good discussion.
Tazewell County Board Chairman David Zimmerman says some of the money must be spent on infrastructure. He's eyeing more cell phone towers in rural areas to increase internet reliability.
$25.7 million is a lot, or it might be too little, but I think we are really just going to explore what we can do, get the most bang for a buck on this.
The first half of the money for local governments is expected to arrive within 60 days, and the other half within the year. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Tri-County is nearing 150,000 administered doses of COVID-19 vaccines, with more than 16% of area residents now fully vaccinated. Peoria, Tazewell, and Woodford counties average a combined 2,680 shots per day over the past week. Peoria has seen several house fires over the last few days. Peoria Fire Department Division Chief Stan Taylor says, in general, many recent fires are oven-related. And Governor J.B. Pritzker says all adults in Illinois may be eligible for coronavirus vaccines even before the May 1st deadline President Joe Biden laid out last week. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. When industrial hemp production was legalized in the 2018 Farm Bill, CBD and other cannabinoid products attracted the most attention. But many believe hemp's greatest potential lies in its fibrous and woody stem, which can be used as a sustainable source material in textiles, construction, and automotive parts. For the small group of farmers and others that have focused their attention on fiber production, the road ahead is long and winding. But as WCBU correspondent Tori Dahlhoff found out, that path is still very much worth it.
This is hempcrete. This is actually a building material.
On her family's small farm outside Princeton, Illinois, Rachel Berry, founder and CEO of the Illinois Hemp Growers Association, gives a show and tell of some of the everyday goods that can be made from the fibrous and woody stem of the hemp plant.
First hemp book to be made in 100 years, a book printed.
Since the 2018 Farm Bill that allowed for the production of hemp, farmers and advocates like Berry have worked to bring hemp fiber and grain crops to more farmers' fields in Illinois. The fiber and herd material from hemp has many uses in the manufacturing of textiles, construction materials, car parts, and much more. Hemp could also play a role in the regenerative agriculture movement with its ability to improve soil and water quality and increase farm diversity.
It is an incredibly, incredibly versatile plant, and I think we're just barely scratching the surface of what private industry is going to be able to do with this plant once, you know, the market's a little bit more established.
That's David Lakeman, who oversees cannabis regulation for the Illinois Department of Agriculture. The lack of a market stems from federal prohibitions that discouraged hemp farming as far back as 1937. But there may be a silver lining to hemp's decades-long ostracism from the mainstream. The reintroduction of hemp has opened a door into a new world of possibilities for young farmers like Rebecca Dwyer, whose family has farmed conventional corn and soy in Woodford County since the 80s.
It's really, really, really difficult as a young farmer to try and get started in this business. So that's why when my uncle said, you know, hey, like, let's diversify, what do you know about hemp? I jumped on it.
But 2021 may be her last go at hemp fiber, for a while anyway, without some sign of a viable marketplace. That market may someday exist with sustainably minded manufacturers like Natural Fiber Welding.
We could use hemp. The issue for us is we need repeatable inputs, repeatability at least at that scale of hundreds of pounds.
That's Luke Haverhals. He's the founder and CEO of Natural Fiber Welding. They're a Peoria-based startup company that has expanded steadily in recent years with products like Murum, which is a plant-based leather technology that has attracted investment from clothing companies like Ralph Lauren and Allbirds. Despite the interest in hemp, Natural Fiber Welding sits on the opposite side of a critical supply chain gap from farmers like Dwyer. They are both waiting for progress in hemp processing.
It's kind of the chicken and the egg, and we laid the egg and now we're waiting for the chicken to grow up, I guess. But we have to wait for that fully developed processor, because I don't have the time and my uncle doesn't have the time for us to really process it ourselves on a large scale, profitable way.
Sustainable markets for hemp fiber and herd will take many years to develop, which in the long run may be for the better. The gold rush mentality that consumed the early days of hemp legalization predictably resulted in overproduction and disappointing prices for CBD products, something that Rob Davies of Mississippi Fiberworks says should be a teachable moment for the development of the hemp fiber industry.
CBD, quite frankly, I don't think has been really a very good success story for Illinois, and I'm not pointing any fingers. It was just something that just kind of fell over.
Mississippi Fiberworks is one of numerous organizations in the state pushing for a measured and cooperative approach to hemp fiber industries.
Eventually, we get to the point where we're bringing some wealth back to small rural communities, and we're helping family farmers and, of course, protecting our watersheds and the environment by doing so.
And those are points that Rachel Berry agrees should remain at the forefront in the development of industrial hemp in Illinois.
But if you're in this space right now to make money, you're not going to have a good time. This is right now, this is about building research and resources so that we can collectively work together, move forward, so that when it is time to expand, we all know what we're doing. And hopefully we are all on the same foot as far as sustainable systems and stewardship.
For Peoria Public Radio, I'm Tori Dahlhoff.
You can watch a short video to get a glimpse of hemp fiber and additional interviews at WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the East Peoria City Council meets this evening at 6 at East Peoria City Hall. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.